Hi, my name is Denise, and a recorded line. Is this regarding the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Hi. Yes, it's Jamaica Crowner.
Oh, perfect. I do have her information on here. Thank you so much. Is the phone number 770-728-3021?
Correct.
Correct.
Oh,
Okay,
sorry. I think
awesome.
nope. Good. Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I wasn't sure if I was supposed to be answering those questions.
No worries at all. Hi, Ms. Crowner. Again, my name is Denise on a recorded line. I'll be assisting you further. I know they do their
Okay.
pre-screening and then we do ours, and then this will be the last time, hopefully, that you'll have to do this. So,
Great.
first and
Kept going
foremost,
over it over and over again.
yeah, we just like to make sure before we send it over to the law firm that everything is efficiently organized, and that you meet the minimum criteria. So, would you like to see if you meet the minimum criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And then, do you have an attorney?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And then, did you use the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And then, were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxers?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, Ms. Crowner.
Yeah.
What type of cancer?
It was ovarian cancer, stage one.
Ovarian. Oh my gosh. How are you feeling
Yeah.
presently?
I'm okay. I'm just, pushing through.
Pushing through it. Yeah, that's the best thing to do for sure. So let me put on here stage one ovarian. And then, did they give you a subtype? Was it like clear cell carcinoma?
No, I'm not really sure.
Not that you know of. Okay, no problem. And we are filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I always have to ask. And then, as far as your diagnosis, the date, when was that, Ms. Crowner?
December 12th, 2023. It's hard to
December.
forget, really.
Yeah, I bet. December 12, 2023, correct?
Correct.
Okay, let me type that in here. December 12, 2023. And Miss Crowner, who was your diagnosing doctor?
Dr. Kylie Minetta.
Kylie. How do you spell the last name?
Manetta.
Okay. And then what state?
Georgia.
Georgia. Perfect. Thank you so much for that. Let me just look up the information online. So I did find a Kylie Minetta, and then it's showing a Peachtree Women's Clinic. Is that correct?
Well, I was treated at Northside Hospital.
Let's see. Hospital. Okay, let me pull up that information, see if it comes up. The address that came up is 5780 Peachtree. Is that not correct for the hospital?
No, it's on Johnson's Ferry Road.
Okay. I'll just do a search here. I just clicked on a few links and that's what's coming up, but I'll look up the hospital name specifically. Let's see. Okay, so Northside Hospital, Atlanta.
Yes.
And then it came up as 1000 Johnson Ferry Road.
Yes, that's probably the address. Because I know it's
Okay.
on Johnson's Ferry. I can't remember the exact number.
No problem. Let me put this into the system here. And then a phone number, 404-851-8000. Does that sound familiar?
It does.
Okay.
I just don't remember it right off, to be honest.
No worries. Thankfully, we have a Google search here. So let's keep going here. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
On average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
Once every 3 months. So I don't know, between like maybe like 5 times a year, 5 or 6 times.
Okay. So 5 times every 3 months, that would be more like, I would say 4 to 5 times a year. Does that
yes.
sound right? Okay. Okay. And then, are you a resident and citizen of the United States, Ms. Crowner?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then your date of birth?
10/19/82.
10/19/1982. 10/19/1982. Okay. And then you said 82, correct? 1982?
Yes.
Okay. And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you know of any family or friends that we can also help that have been injured by the hair relaxers?
No, not right off.
Okay. And then I'll also send you a text message with my direct number in case we can help someone in the near future.
Okay.
You can always reach out if need be. And then what state did you use hair relaxer? Was that only in Georgia?
Yes.
Okay. And then when did you start using hair relaxers? So we could start with the year. What year was it?
It was in my early 20s, like 2005.
Okay. So 2005, back in 2005, you started using the hair relaxers?
Yes.
Okay. And then I do have to put an actual date, even if it's just a guesstimate, as long as it's around the same time. Would it be like January, February, March? Do you kind of remember around what time?
Maybe May.
May?
Maybe
okay.
Around May.
Okay, we'll put May. And then early May, mid-May?
I guess we can just say the beginning. I'm not really sure. It's been so long.
No problem. It's just, it could be a guesstimate. So 5/5 of 2005, we'll put on there. And then when did you stop using the hair relaxers? What year?
2023.
Okay, so you were diagnosed on the 12th of December. Did you stop using after or before your diagnosis?
It was after I was diagnosed, but it still was in that time period where I wasn't, like, you know, within the 3 months. If that makes sense, of when I did the application.
Okay. So would it be after December? You said
maybe a little bit before, but like December.
Oh, sometime in December, but before your diagnosis date? Okay. So December 12th was when you were diagnosed. So then maybe like December 5th, we can put on there. December 5th of 2023, you stopped using. Excuse me, you stopped using the relaxers?
Yes.
Okay. And then how often did you use the products? I know you mentioned it was once every 3 months, so I have an option to put weekly, monthly, 4 times per year.
It wasn't every month. It was about every 3 months, so maybe the 4 times.
Okay.
It's like in between.
Yeah, we'll put 4 times per year. That's probably our best option. And then how many consecutive years did you use the hair relaxer products? I know you mentioned it was 2005 to 2023. Was that consecutive?
Yes.
Okay. So about 18 years?
Yes.
Okay. And did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
And then if the hair straightening process was done at home, where did you purchase the product from?
Like the beauty supply store or like the drugstore.
Okay. Let me put on here beauty supply store, drugstore.
And I've purchased it from Walmart before also.
Walmart. Okay. And then if the process was done professionally, please provide the salon name, address, and phone number. So do you remember what salon it was? We could also Google search.
No, not right off, because it wasn't always in a salon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was younger, it was. And then when I realized how to do it myself,
mm-hmm.
you know, at home with the home kit, I just did it at home. So
I do have to put an answer for that one. So even if I put some notes on there, what should we put down as far as like, was it like a... It was in Georgia, correct? Obviously, because that's the only
yes.
state that you use the products. Was it Atlanta, Georgia salon?
It was, but
okay.
I don't even think the salon is even open anymore.
Okay, even if it's not open anymore, if we put a name on there, you don't remember the name at all?
I'm trying to remember now. I can see it, but I can't remember the name of it. It was across the street from my shop.
I mean, I did pull up some, but as you mentioned, even if I name them off, they're probably, like you said, they're probably not even open anymore. Right.
No, they're not open. It's closed. Like,
it's closed.
They, like,
okay.
We did something to the area. It's not even the same there anymore.
Okay. I'll put that in the notes here. It's no longer open. Okay. And then if you do happen to remember anything or find any documentation, that would be very helpful. When the law firm
okay.
does contact you, they might really need that information. So it's always helpful to maybe look through some old documents or old emails. And let's see here. Okay, so as far as the name brand, Ms. Crowner, what name brand did you use?
Cream of Nature.
Let's see. Cream of Nature. Okay. Any other one? Or was it mainly Cream of Nature? Was that the only one?
It was just mainly that. Yeah, that
okay.
was the only one.
Okay. And then let's see here. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after first using the product?
Yes.
Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the ovarian cancer stage 1?
Well, I had chemotherapy. I had to have a partial hysterectomy.
Partial hysterectomy. Okay.
And then they just gave me pain meds.
Pain meds as well. Okay. That must have been a tough time. Hopefully you
it's
had
still tough.
Yeah, I could only imagine. I know, it's like women go through so much, and my heart really goes out to anyone going through this for sure. So chemo, partial hysterectomy, pain meds, and then the treatment date. I know you were diagnosed December 12th, and then how soon after that did you start treatment?
On the 22nd.
Okay, so December 22nd of 2023. Okay, December 22nd, 2023. Okay. And then who was your treating doctor? I know we determined Kylie was your diagnosing doctor. Was she also your treating doctor? Or?
Yes, she was.
Okay. Okay. Let me put that in the notes here. Just going to copy and paste. And then Northside Hospital. I'm just copying and pasting the information in this section. 404-851-8000. Okay. Okay, so now we have that as well. And then can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
And your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And then let me put your first name and last name in this section. Do you have a middle initial, Ms. Crowner?
R.
R as in river? Okay.
Yes.
And then we do require a social security for the law firm in order for them to do an identity verification and match your medical records. So whenever you're ready, I'll type it in.
Okay, 259-412-866.
Okay, 259-412-866.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that information. And I have an email address. It is info@fantasyfacesbeauty.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the phone number, 770-728-3021.
Correct.
Is this a mobile number?
Yes.
And what would be your contact preference, phone call, text message, or email?
All three, really, if okay. I'm not able to get to my phone.
Okay, no problem. Right? Yeah, and then best time of the day to reach you, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Between 8 and 12 is good. Excuse me, 9 and 12.
Okay. And then what is your home address?
1800 Buckeye, B-U-C-K-E-Y-E Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30310.
Atlanta, Georgia. Okay. 1800 Buckeye Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30341. Is there a unit or apartment number?
No, that's not correct. It's Buckeye Street.
Oh, Buckeye Street. Okay.
Buckeye Street, and it's 30310.
Okay, I pulled up the wrong one because I just started typing it, and that one's the one that came up. Let me do this again here. It's coming up as Southwest, is that correct or no?
Yes.
Okay. So the one that came up now is 1800 Buckeye Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia, 30310?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you for correcting me. And then, do you have a copy of your medical records, Ms. Crowner?
No, I don't have a copy of them, but I know they're at the hospital.
Okay.
I can try to get them, but I know that that'll probably be the easiest way to access them.
Yeah, and the law firm will definitely go over all the details with you as far as the medical records, but we're required to ask anyway, should they want you to provide the medical records, would you be able to provide them mail, electronically, or both?
I just have to access them first. Mm-hmm. I guess whatever the best way is to send them over.
Okay, no problem. I can just put electronically. That's usually how things are maybe done these days, more through email or electronically. if that's okay, I'll just put that. And then again, they'll definitely go over all that with you. Most of the time, the law firm obtains the medical records, but we are required to ask. And then as far as an emergency contact, Ms. Crowner, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in case, you know, in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
I really don't have an emergency contact.
You don't?
Honestly,
okay. So no close friend or no one that you can think of?
No one that lives here. No.
Okay. Or apart from you. It could be a parent. It could be, you know, someone close to you. But if not, I mean, I can just put your information in this section.
Yeah, I would prefer that. That'll be fine.
Okay, no problem. Let me just do that here. Give me 1 second. Okay. So it looks like we have completed everything. I'm going to review all the details with you one last time to make sure there are no typos. If anything sounds incorrect, please stop me right away and I can correct it immediately, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let me scroll up here and I'll keep scrolling down until we get to the end. So you would like to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything for a law firm, for another law firm, and you have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer stage 1. We are filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with cancer 12/12 of 2023. Then we have your doctor's information in there. And let me keep scrolling down here. You were using hair relaxers about 4 to 5 times per year prior to your diagnosis. And then I have a date of birth of 10/19/1982. You started using hair relaxers May 5th of 2005. You stopped using hair relaxers 12/5 of 2023. And you used hair relaxers for about 18 consecutive years, both in the salon and home. The name brand is Cream of Nature. And then the treatment was chemotherapy, partial hysterectomy, and pain meds. Treatment date 12/22 of 2023. And then I have your name as J, A as in apple, M as in Mary, I, K as in kite, A as in apple, first name, and then middle initial R as in river. Last name, C as in cat, R-O, W, N as in Nancy, E as in elephant, R?
Correct.
I have your social as 259-412-866. I have an email address of info at fantasyfacesbeauty.com, phone number Phone number 770-728-3021. Address is 1800 Buckeye Street, Southwest Atlanta, Georgia, 30310, and no apartment or unit number.
No, it's a house. I have a question really quickly.
Yes, absolutely.
So I've had several treatments. You know, they started giving me my payment in December 22nd, but my chemotherapy didn't start until February in 2004. That's the first date of my chemo. So,
I see.
I didn't know.
But you did receive several treatments before your actual chemo treatment?
Yeah, just my pain medicine and stuff like that.
Yeah, we can definitely still keep December of 2023 if that's when you initially started any type of treatment. That's fine.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I could also actually include that in the notes here. Let's see, had several treatments starting in December of 2023, and then and the actual like chemo treatment chemo treatment in 2024, correct? Okay. Thank you for that. I did include that in the notes down below, okay, so they can see that.
Okay.
And then, okay, so everything else sounds good, Ms. Crowner?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
So I will be generating a DocuSign now, and then you will be receiving that in your email. Once you do receive it, I will stay on the phone with you in case you need any assistance with signing. It's rather simple. It just prompts you on where to sign and where to initial. But I'm more than happy to assist if you need my help. I'll be right here, okay?
Okay. From Denise?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, let me check my I see that you did sign, Ms. Crowder. Thank you again for your patience through both of these phone calls. A lot of the questions are definitely redundant, but we're required to ask, so thank you for your patience. And I do see here that you did sign. Let me keep scrolling down to make sure everything else looks good. Initials. Sign. Okay, perfect. You did a great job with signing and initialing. And what will happen now, Ms. Crowner, I'll be sending you a text message with my direct line in case anything comes up. You're more than welcome to reach me directly. And then I will also be sending you the law firm's information. So I always say give them about a week for them to reach out. For whatever reason, you don't hear from them within a week, you're more than welcome to call them directly And they can pull your case up and give you, you know, confirm some details with you, give you some updates along the way with your case, okay? And then that's when you can ask them any questions as far as settlement amounts and time frames and all that good stuff. They're more than happy to assist you with any questions you may have, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
I wish you the best, of course. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right, you too. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.